Alright, folks, welcome back to Focus Factory. This is your boy Leo Weston, here to break down another piece of the executive function puzzle that's gonna make your life a whole lot smoother. Today, we're tackling something near and dear to my heart, sleep. Because let's be real, who wants to feel like a zombie shuffling through their day? You know that feeling when you hit snooze one too many times and then spend the entire day fighting off caffeine withdrawals? Yeah, not ideal. But guess what? Sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's the foundation of everything from focus and productivity to mood and even your physical health. Think of it like this. Sleep is your brain's nightly reset button. It's when all those cognitive processes happen, consolidating memories, clearing out toxins, and prepping for a killer day ahead. So, how do we build healthy sleep habits that actually work? Because let's face it, saying, I should get more sleep, isn't exactly groundbreaking advice. We need to level up. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll transform your slumber game. 1. Consistency is king. Think of your sleep schedule like a finely tuned machine. Your body craves routine, and going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, aka your circadian rhythm. It's like training your internal clock for peak performance. 2. Ditch the screen before bed. Ever notice how staring at that glowing screen can make it harder to fall asleep? That's because the blue light emitted from phones and computers tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime, suppressing melatonin production, the sleep hormone we need to chill out and drift off. Aim for at least an hour of screen-free time before bed. 3. Create a bedtime ritual. Think of this as your wind-down routine. It signals to your body that it's time to relax and prepare for sleep. Maybe it's taking a warm bath, reading a good book, or doing some light stretches. The key is to create a calming and consistent pre-sleep ritual that helps you transition into slumber mode. 4. Optimize your sleep environment. Have you ever tried sleeping in a dark, quiet room? It can make all the difference. Make sure your bedroom is cool, dark, and quiet. Consider blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine if needed. Think of it as building your own personal sleep sanctuary. 5. Watch your caffeine and alcohol intake. That afternoon latte might seem like a good idea, but caffeine can linger in your system for hours, making it harder to fall asleep. And while that glass of wine before bed might feel relaxing, alcohol can actually disrupt your sleep cycle later on, leading to restless nights. Think about that time you pulled an all-nighter cramming for a test. How did you feel the next day? Sluggish, foggy-brained, and probably grumpy as heck. That's because when you don't get enough sleep, your brain struggles to function properly. You might find it harder to focus, make decisions, or even remember things. And let's not forget about the impact on your mood. Lack of sleep can leave you feeling irritable, stressed out, and more prone to emotional outbursts. So, how do we apply these insights to our daily lives? Let's say you're a busy professional juggling multiple projects and deadlines. You know you need to prioritize sleep, but finding the time seems impossible. Here's where those healthy sleep habits come in handy. Consistency. Schedule your sleep like any other important meeting. Block out 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted slumber each night. Screen time. Set boundaries by turning off notifications and putting your phone on, do not disturb, an hour before bed. Use that time to read a book, meditate, or take a relaxing bath. Rituals. Create a pre-sleep routine that signals to your body it's time to wind down. Maybe it's enjoying a cup of herbal tea, listening to calming music, or practicing gentle stretches. Environment. Make sure your bedroom is a sleep haven, dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine if needed. Remember folks, sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize it, you unlock a whole new level of focus, productivity, and well-being. So go out there and make sleep your superpower. I want to hear from you. Share your biggest sleep struggles and triumphs in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Focus Factory for daily doses of executive function wisdom. Until next time, keep those brains sharp and those ZZZs coming.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.